beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. Welcome to Planet Verloc, your portal to all things psionic and magic tech. So tonight's podcast is about, well, why I feel the Verloc Insiders Psionics Club is a good club to be in, both for my club members and for myself. You might be surprised to hear what I'm going to tell you tonight about why this club is also good for me to be in. And I am the founder of this club, the Verloc Insiders Club, the Psionic Brotherhood, and the Verloc New Thought Movement. I'm also going to talk about an experience I had attending a very special group back in the early 1990s. So let's get on with it. Let's talk. The Verloc Insiders Club is a magic, psionics, radionics, psychotronics, and spiritual coaching program. So people come into the club and enjoy talking with me through the personal and private messaging system in the club. And I help people select materials to read in the club, audios to listen to, my personal journals, various kinds of electives that people can read if they're interested in other sorts of magic or radionics, and of course my how-to videos. But that's not all. We also have a club projects page, and these are projects that we work on together to try and make the world a better place, because for the most part, the average person in the world really doesn't have a lot of say or a lot of power in the world. We pretty much live in a universe where it's kind of like we're the pawns in an unfeeling cosmos, or at least sometimes it does seem to feel that way. Yeah, and with psionics, we're able to express ourselves in a very profound and very special way. We can actually get other people to speak on our behalf with psionics, people who matter, people who do have a little bit more influence. But that's not all. The Verloc Insiders Club is also a support group. People have problems. People have trouble. People are, you know, they come into the club and they want to develop and they want to get better and they want to succeed or have certain improvements in their lives. So that's one thing that we get into in the club, is we talk about personal issues and how to mend relationships, how to improve ourselves, empower ourselves, and become, better people in general, I think. And for the most part, this club has been, you know, uber successful on a number of levels. Yeah. But the club is also a full-fledged magic coaching system. As I've said, numerous documents. I mean, we just have more materials, documents, audio logs, journals, how-to videos, and things like that. We have so many materials, I don't know what to do with it all. But as a club member, you have access to all of these materials that are my intellectual property. And they're yours to read, listen to, watch, and enjoy. Plus, as I've said, the messaging system allows my club members to notify me that they have a question. And I know that it's a club member messaging me because I have a little special thing on my phone that lets me know that a club member is contacting me from the club. So I always answer club members as fast as I can, before answering the general public questions. And this is very important because club members are very dedicated to making change in their lives and other reasons. You know, going over the various study materials on our own can be difficult, and it's nice to have a coach help us, especially in areas such as radionics and psychotronics, where things can become complicated and sometimes unnecessarily complicated. I help shine some light on that subject quite often and quite frequently. Whether you are a beginner, or you've never used radionics at all, or an intermediate level magician, there's a place in the club for you. Even if you're not an occultist, there's a whole wealth of various curiosities and interests to explore in the Verloc Insiders Club. But now, I did say that I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you. And that's why I think this club is good for me. How is that so? Well, being that I speak with my clients, my customers, my club members, and my colleagues very frequently in the Verloc Insiders Club, I really get to know people very well. And by doing this, I really keep myself real. I know some of you listening to this podcast right now have seen my videos of me portraying the masked man character, Verloc, the Dark Knight or whatnot. And of course, that is a persona that's for fun and enjoyment. And but if I didn't have this Verloc Insiders Club, I don't know, I might get too carried away with myself. My ego might be super huge or something. You know, my head might be too big to fit in the door, as they say, as that old saying goes. Anyway, no, being in the club helps to keep me real. And it also helps me to remember how to be courteous to people and considerate and understand the problems of others. I also understand a lot more about myself by being the head of this club and the steward of the Psionic Brotherhood. It's a lot of responsibility when we're taking on global issues, global problems, world issues that really matter. Whether it's, weather warfare, don't think that's real. Well, I certainly do. Earth changes, civil unrest, the whole 5G, the technocracy thing going on, and which, by the way, not to go off on a tangent here, but 5G purportedly, given that there will also be satellites beaming back and forth this frequency, has the potential to become a worldwide controlling system. And this is what I've heard about, is that 5G can be used to model the entire Earth like a giant hologram. And within this hologram would be all the various frequencies. And when we're able to isolate those frequencies with technology, who knows what we can do with it? I mean, what if the technocrats don't like something you're saying, and so they just press a little button or jot a little code or ask their AI, hey, fry that guy, or make his heart stop, or those people in that country are voting for, you know, the other guy that we don't want them to vote for, so let's cause massive crop defoliation. Boy, did I say that right? Yeah, so I mean, 5G gives godlike powers to these technocrats, and I've had visions, you know, this sort of like a return of the Mount Olympus sort of scenario where these guys become the gods, a small group of people, the gods of the planet, and the rest of us are enslaved as their techno serfs. Well, that's, you know, a very dark road. And it's a huge responsibility. I mean, everyone on the planet living and breathing today should be concerned about this a little bit, at least a little bit. Is that an understatement? But like I said, I didn't want to go off on a tangent here. I just wanted to talk about how these various global issues are a really big responsibility. And when we're working with the power of psionics, we're able to reach into something that pre-exists all science and all human preconceptions about things or conceptions about things. somewhere in the universe, there is a something that's not a thing, but it's not nothing. And this is the reality behind all reality. And by using psionics, we tap into that. And whereby doing so, we can then influence the matrix world that we live in to a very profound degree. Whereas ordinary imagination by itself is powerful, but without the proper training and the coaching, we're not going to be able to do all of this on our own. And I should know, because many of these world issues I worked on solo projects by myself for many years, isolated in a small little building in Japan. And it was a tremendous amount of effort. Some very dark kind of entities tried to come and stop me from doing this work. And now I have an army. Yes, an army of psychic supermen and superwomen in my Verloc Insiders Club. And as well we should. We haven't been ignoring the research of great thinkers, great researchers, I might say, from universities like Princeton University. No. We are very interested in that. And we're not going to wait for government or bigger organizations to go and fund that research or say, oh yeah, we believe these guys. No, we don't need to wait for them. We can do this all on our own in the privacy and safety of our own homes. And the best part of it is it could be anyone, anywhere. So that's quite a lot of responsibility for every individual to have. But, you know, life is what it is. And I think that the individual is very important. Each and every one of us has a right to pursue our own destiny. And that's what this is really about. So it's not all about me and my mask. I know I look, insanely attractive in my Verloc mask. But, it's for everybody's enjoyment. You know, I love the comic book character look is much as the next guy or gal. So anyway, no, the real me is pretty much like everyone else, except that I have a few talents and I'm learning new ways to share these talents with my fellows and colleagues and club members and help us to develop new ways of sharing this great power that we all have deep down inside of us. Now, I was going to tell you a little story about the first time I attended a very special meeting. It was back in the early 1990s. I attended a group called the American Society of Dowsers, the ASD, and that was in the Southern California chapter. Well, equally interesting to attending that meeting is how I found it. I had called up a number. I dialed up a number from the back of some book that I had. I had a bunch of old books. And it was in the resources section of that book or something like that. And I got somebody on the phone. And the man claimed to be Sig Lohngren. You know, the world-renowned dowser. And I brought up the subject of radionics on the phone to him, saying, hey, I checked out this book, but I couldn't find any radionics clubs. And he quickly, like, hushed me on the phone, saying, no, wait, we don't say that here. I'm in a government office, something like that. And essentially, we don't talk about radionics. And I said, oh, well, you know, being a younger person, I said, well, gosh, gee, golly, why? Why not? You know, what's the big deal about that? And he said, well, people get very sensitive about the idea that their lives can be changed just by somebody turning some dials. And I thought, oh, yeah, I didn't really think of it that way before. This is all new and exciting stuff to me. And I thought, yeah, you know, that's... So he pointed me to a group of dowsers where to go learn how to douse with a pendulum instead. And he said, you might be able to find somebody who's into the stuff, you know, that you asked me about in that group, which I certainly did. I attended the American Society of Dowsers, and within that group, they had another group of people that were in the, I think it was called the American Psychotronics Club or something like that. And I didn't join that group, but I did meet a lot of interesting people there. I'll name a few. The physicist who was there, I don't remember his name now. He was a big old guy, these huge hands like baseball mitts, and he had this voice that was like the Hawaiian Punch guy. He was a really nice, friendly guy, but what happened is he made us all colloidal silver that day, and it was my first time trying colloidal silver, which that was very interesting because I used to have this swollen gland in my throat, and when I drank this colloidal silver, first of all, I had this buzz, sort of like an electrical high, because this gentleman really charged up this colloidal silver fresh right in front of us with these, you know, these two metal prongs going down into a container of water hooked up to like a car starter battery. And he charged this water for us, and he gave everybody like a styrofoam or plastic cup. I don't really remember. I think there were styrofoam cups anyway. He gave everybody a styrofoam cup, and it was funny. All the elderly people were rushing forward for this colloidal silver water because it like as if it were the fountain of youth or something. This man was so convincing in his presentation. Well, it turned out that the stuff really worked. I felt really great afterwards. And it was the best colloidal silver I've ever tried in my entire life. And I've tried colloidal silver from multiple different sellers. There's nothing quite like the batch that this gentleman made that day. But that's not all he invented. He also invented an anklet. It was an electronic anklet that anybody wearing that anklet would basically, essentially, their body would get rid of all the unnecessary fat and put you right back in the balance of what you're supposed to be in terms of body fat and weight. And so he started out his presentation by saying, you know, a lot of people have been saying that I look thinner than I was before. And it's because of this ankle or anklet, this electronic anklet he was wearing. So he was an interesting character. There was a man whose name I do remember. His name was Joe Mueller. And he gave a presentation about water and some projects he did down in Mexico where he found a way to purify water without adding any kind of chemicals or anything to it. He found a way that he could naturally shape the land a certain way so that as the water was coming down this little canal that he built, there would be these figure eights in the water. And when the water would do these figure eights, it would cleanse itself as it came down so many feet or so many yards down these hills. And by the time this muddy water reached the bottom, it was crystal clear water and drinkable. He talked a lot about water and then, of course, asked the audience questions like, you know, which image of water is good for you? Which one is healthy? Is it the water moving or is it the water that's still? And so on and so forth. And he was basically known as the water artist by many people because he did landscaping for water reservoirs or something like that. It was quite some time ago, and my memory sort of fades, but I do remember some very outstanding people. There was another man there who was a diviner or dowser, and he worked with all kinds of dowsing tools. I had only learned to work with a pendulum, but this man worked with Y rods, L rods, the bobbing stick, I forget what they call that, and pendulum, of course. And he actually made his living helping people find where to drill for, or helping companies find where to drill for oil wells. And he had retired early from that. So that was new to me because I didn't know that people could actually make a living as a dowser for finding oil and so on. That was news to me. And a number of other interesting people in that group. So, it's interesting in life. Sometimes we feel like we're forced to put up with certain types of people around us. People who might intentionally offend us or insult us or insult our wives or attack our status, even when we do nice things for them. And we might have to put up with them because they're either, maybe they're family or they're an employer or business partner. But, in an ideal world, I suppose we could pick and choose and we don't have to put up with certain types of people. The thing about being in a club or in a special group is that we can choose which type of club or group to be in. And that makes all the difference in the world. So one of the things I did is I started learning how to take certain sigils or patterns, magical patterns, I might just say that, and work with these to bring me into contact with some better people. And essentially, it does work. I've been meeting all kinds of great people, particularly in my psionics club. So I feel that that club is a great place to be. And for me, it's as much of a learning experience as it is for all of my club members. And I'm proud because we've accomplished so many great things in the club, in our projects, and all the wonderful relationships that I've made with people. And in some cases, some club members I have connected with some other people. But for the most part, it's an individual study program. And I'm the guy that everyone talks to in the club because this club is mainly about my knowledge and experience going back about 40 years now, I think, in psionics and magic. And it's important, I think, being someone who's gone at the road of magic solo in some cases. I did have a mentor for a certain period of time. But having all kinds of supernatural experiences brought me into the world of magic because I view magic as a technology for dealing with various paranormal aspects of the world and supernatural kind of things. Turns out that the more we know about magic, the better off we are in many cases, I think. It sort of seems like a lot of these supernatural events, ghosts and such things don't seem to, prey after us magicians so much as they do the ordinary person or particularly younger people. But I'm going off in another subject now. What I really wanted to talk about here is what a great experience this club has been. And I'm very proud of all my club members and my students. Because everybody's doing very good, and everyone is enjoying this club. I think we've got great reviews. If you're curious about the reviews in my club or my website, my web store, go to verloc.com/reviews and have a look. It's an interactive review page where you can fully enjoy interacting with the various reviews that are on that page. And it's a very graphically pleasant way to read reviews. I've seen a lot of different review pages across websites. This one is probably one of the best designs I've seen, thanks to artist K.A., who does our comic illustrations and our book covers. Kudos. Kudos to you there. And, give the club some consideration. If you're interested in becoming a psionic knight, a psionic avenger, taking back personal power, and you know what, for once in your life, having a real say about what goes on in the world is just a touch of a dial away. Yeah. Don your psionic helmet and join the Psionic Brotherhood and be one of us. I look forward to meeting you and having you at my club, because it's good to be in the club. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight. And until next time, keep the magic high. This is your host, Tom Verloc, signing out.